that they will vote against the glacier protection bill. It may take a couple of months before the final vote takes place. President Cristina Kirchner promised to respect the Congress decision this time. For FSRN, I'm Marcos Federman in Buenos Aires.
And that wraps up today's program. The newscast was produced by Catherine Comp. Headlines editor was Jess Burns. Washington, D.C. editor was Tanya Snyder. Today's technical production team at KPFA in Berkeley includes Rose Katapchi and Scott Pham. You can visit us online at FSRN.org. You can send questions, comments, or news tips to comments at FSRN.org. Thanks for listening. In New York, I'm Dorian Marina.
And you're listening to radio station WBAI in New York. The time is 7 o'clock. Time, once again, for Off the Hook.
The telephone keeps ringing, so I ripped it off the wall. I cut myself while shaving, now I can't make a call.
Uh-oh.
I'm Renno de Winter at ETH0 with the Binary Voice News of August 12, 2001, 1 a.m. The district attorney in the Netherlands has announced the prosecution of Dutch journalist Bert Brussen. Last week it was announced that Bert Brussen is suspected of threatening right-wing and conservative politician Geert Wilders. When a Muslim extremist posted the threat on the Twitter, the journalist decided to cite a tweet by retweeting it and posting it on his blog with the notion that this is apparently the way to threaten Geert Wilders. Last week the police contacted Brussen asking him to remove the blog post. When he refused, he was charged and summoned for interrogation yesterday in The Hague. After confusion whether or not he was allowed to be represented by a lawyer, he and his attorney were informed of the additional charges. Geert Wilders is known for his anti-Muslim stance and continuous level of threats he receives. Later this month, he is expected to join a protest in New York against the plans for a new Muslim center to close to Ground Zero. Brussen will be responding on this hacker show tomorrow. Yesterday, during a radio show on Binary Voices, FOIA expert and litigator Roger Vleugels, who did over 3,500 FOIA cases, stated that the efforts of the Association of Cities to entice cities to charge for disclosing information is an ending game. The Netherlands is a non-signatory of the European Tromso Agreement, which arranges freedom of information in Europe. Amazingly, Holland was chairing the committee that drafted the agreement. There's no doubt in my mind that ultimately we will sign the treaty and the harassment of citizens is over, Vleugel said. The Dutch were one of the first nations to have a FOIA in the Netherlands and now are becoming one of the countries that is falling behind. A KLM employee has been arrested on charges of fraud. The 44-year-old customer service representative, ordered damages payments for non-existing customers. The arrest is amazing because the Dutch never expect any service from the national airline. Today at 10 p.m. local time, this station will feature the launch of Hackerspace Radio. People can find more information at hackerspaces.org.
And we've been listening in on our friends over in Holland at ETH0, the mini hacker camp, a couple hundred people over there. And they've got a radio station going called Binary Voice, which is very similar to Horror FM of last year at the Hacking at Random conference. Newscast every hour, all kinds of hacker programming. It's really cool. It's fun to listen to. And you can listen yourself on the internet. If you simply look up ETH0 and radio, you'll track them down. This is Off the Hook. Manuel Goldstein here with you, joined tonight by Mike.
Hi.
Red Hacked.
Hello.
Jim, there you are. Hi there. Yeah. Okay. I was looking for you. Voltaire threw me off there.
Hi.
Rob T. Firefly.
Good evening.
Dot Rhett.
Hello.
Bernie S. down in Philadelphia.
Greetings from Philadelphia.
Renderman is here from Canada.
Hello, New York.
And Nick Farr is here from D.C.
How's it going?
Wow, we got a lot of people here tonight. Unfortunately, we don't have a lot of time to actually talk amongst ourselves. We will sometime. We will get into a rousing debate, I'm sure. But we have to face facts. We have to face something that's rather unpleasant and true. And that's the fact that we did terribly last week. Last week, we were doing a fundraiser here, and we did awful. It was the worst I think we've ever done. And we need to make up for that this week, or we might not be here next week. So what we've done is we've scrambled and thrown together some brand new packages for people to partake in to help ease the burden of pledging to the radio station and keeping us on the air. The phone number to pledge to, if you just want to call and pledge right now because you hear the dire straits that we're in and you want to help us out, that number is 212-209-2950. And what we're offering tonight are DVDs from The Next Hope, the conference that just ended in New York City. And wow, they're available really quickly this time, but they're amazing talks. And yes, you guys already have something to say about this.
Can I say how funny it sounds now? And we knew that this was coming, to say that these are from The Next Hope.
Oh, I mean, because it sounds
because
like
it sounds like it's in the future.
In the future. Well, that should make it all the more valuable then, shouldn't it? Yeah, we already have talks from The Next Hope available before the conference even happened. Yeah, I can see it might be a little confusing. But this is not The Last Hope. Those are old. No. Yeah, this is The Next Hope. For a pledge of $75, you'll get 15 of the top talks at The Next Hope. 15 hours, 15 DVDs. And we're going to do some excerpts of a couple of those in just a moment. For $125, you get 30 of those DVDs, which is an incredible deal. 30 DVDs for a pledge of $125. And if you were at the conference or if you weren't at the conference, it's a great deal because there's no way you could have seen all those talks. And certainly if you weren't at the conference, you didn't see any of them. And they're all really interesting and enlightening and provocative. For a pledge of $125, you get 30 DVDs. Now, for a pledge of $250, you get everything, all 100 or so. I'm not exactly sure how many there are. Some of them are in several parts, so it's more than 100, and plus you get the audio discs as well. So that's for a pledge of $250. 212-209-2950. We're going to play an excerpt of one of them in just a moment.
And there's definitely no way that you saw all of them. It's not physically possible.
Well, I mean, I might have, having put the things together, but no, I didn't do that.
Right.
But yeah, there's just so much, and I keep hearing great things about various talks and panels that people have seen at the conference. This really was the best one yet, I think, from what people have been telling me.
You know, and even if you were there, first of all, you know, obviously you'd be supporting the radio station, which is important. But also, I was there, and I didn't see all the talks that I wanted to see. Mm-hmm. You know, there are just so many things going on at a conference like this that even if you participate in it, even if you're there for the whole 3 days, there's things you missed, there's things that were interesting that went on that you didn't see, and so this is a way to kind of catch up on that and find out what it was that
I'd like
was
to
so
quickly get into. If you guys can make some really quick comments, I'd like to quickly get into an excerpt so people know what we're talking about. Dot Red and then Voltaire, and let's get into the first excerpt. Go ahead.
Not even thinking about what stuff you might have missed out on, it's just a great thing to have to hold on to, then to be able to go back to and refer and, you know, learn stuff that you might have even forgotten, even if you did see a lot of stuff there.
Absolutely. Voltaire.
How many parallel talks were there?
How many parallel talks?
Parallel sessions.
I mean, how many things are going on at once?
Yes.
Three main tracks and one unscheduled track.
So
you were there. You know this.
Yes, but it's a rhetorical question. So you'd have to clone yourself.
It's a rhetorical question. I don't have to answer it then.
Oh, never mind. But you're supposed to clone yourself four times in order to see all these fantastic talks.
Right. Well, we have all the talks from track A, B, and C. Tesla, Lovelace, and Bell were the rooms that we named them as. What we're going to excerpt now is something from what I consider to be a very interesting talk, Cats and Mice, the phone company, the FBI, and the phone freaks. This is a talk by Phil Lapsley. It was done on Sunday. And basically what he's doing here is playing an excerpt from one of the first ever phone recordings ever made. What year do you think this was? Anyone want to hazard a guess? And if you already know the answer, don't guess, but go ahead.
500 BC.
All right. You're not going to be listened to anymore. Anyone else? Anyone else have a serious answer here? No? Nick? Sorry, go ahead.
1974.
That's a good guess, Nick. That's very good. What made you say that?
just around the availability of commercial recording equipment right after the, and it was after the decision. What was that? The phone recording decision. Oh, I forgot the name of
that's
it.
Very good. Court. Very good. But it totally is not right.
Oh.
Yeah. That's an example of using factual evidence to come to the wrong conclusion. Yes. The first recording is actually from either 1960 or 1959. And that's what we're about to hear now. Some high school kids basically routing calls through inward operators all around the country and having a great time doing it. And this was presented at the Next Hope. 212-209-2950. This DVD plus nine others is yours for a pledge of $75. This DVD plus 29 others is yours for a pledge of $125. This DVD and 100 others is yours for a pledge of $250. We want to see those phones start lighting up. 212-209-2950. Let's go back to 1960.
So this map came from a group of folks who are known as the Harvard Five. And you got three of them here. Harvard Five is actually a misnomer. It's actually the Harvard Four and the MIT One. But Harvard, I guess, is better at marketing, so they get the. These guys were all freshmen at Harvard in 1962. They were sort of the first. They weren't necessarily the first phone freaks, but they were the first real group of phone freaks, at least that I'm aware of a group of people who pooled their talent and imagination and playing around with this stuff. Now, that timeline chart that you saw there, back there, they discovered this by a very old and venerable phone freak technique, which is picking up the phone and dialing. Right? You pick up the phone, you get a dial tone, oh, I wonder what happens if. Right? This is how phone freaks always get into trouble. I wonder what happens if, right? I'm going to pick up the phone and dial. So they had been doing a lot of stuff like this, but it turns out that a couple of them had actually been doing stuff even earlier. And what I'd like to do is I'd like to play you a tape recording of a phone call. This is from 1960, and in order to get this, to make sense of this recording, there are a couple things you have to know. In the old days, in the long-distance network, direct-distance dialing, the idea that you could pick up a phone and dial a long-distance number was a relatively new invention. And inside the phone company, they had these folks called inward operators. And an inward operator is basically an operator's operator. So every big city would have one. And so you would, if you were trying to make a call, say, to San Francisco and it wasn't going through, you might call your local operator. Your local operator would call San Francisco inward. The San Francisco inward operator would place the call for you. And inward operators were great because they could basically do anything. Now, if you show up, customers can't call inward operators, right? But you can if you have a blue box. So if you show up on an inward operator's position, pretty much you're with the band, right? We assume that you've got to be a phone company person. Except for one niggling detail, which is that in those days, because it's the phone company, all operators are women. You don't see a lot of women in this group, right? So they can't quite pretend to be operators, but they can pretend to be on a test board, which is essentially a testing position, because in those days, again, the phone company, test engineers are all men. So the final thing you need to know is these guys are starting out in Boston. And with that, here's the call.
Boston.
Bill Hawk, inward, please.
Where are you calling from?
Marble Test Board. Milwaukee, this is Boston Test Board. Could you get me Portland? Inward. Portland,
right.
Oregon.
Portland, Oregon, right.
Who saw the social engineering panel last night?
Portland, Oregon?
Yes.
Milwaukee Test Board, could you get me Denver inward, please?
Right.
Sensing a pattern yet?
Denver.
Denver inward?
Denver.
Could you get me Little Rock on the inward, please?
Little Rock, Arkansas?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Little Rock, this is Denver Test Board. Could you give me New York, please? Inward. New York, could you give me Boston inward, please? Boston?
Right, hold on. Who are you?
Little Rock Test Board.
Oh?
Little Rock Test Board, Arkansas.
Oh, what?
Little Rock, Arkansas Test Board.
I'm sorry, here's the Boston inward. Boston inward is on the list there.
Hello, Boston?
Yes.
Could you give me a number in Marblehead, please? Neptune 19819.
Hello?
Hello, Charles.
Hey, what's your routing?
All the way.
Good. How are you copying me there?
Pretty good. No trouble on the circuit.
Beautiful. Okay, thank you very much. We'll see where this one.
Right on.
Under out.
Yeah.
Could I get a round of applause, please, for the Harvard Five? So that's 1960, roughly. The person who made the tape was not sure if it was 1960 or 1959. He was actually in high school at the time.
Wow. Now, that's some history for you. That's probably the oldest phone call we've ever played on this show. And that's part of the DVD package that we're offering tonight. 212-209-2950. A pledge of $75 gets you that DVD with all kinds of phone freak history and recordings and things like that, along with 9 others. If you want 30 DVDs, pledge $125. If you want all of the DVDs, which is 100 plus, $250, 212-209-2950. And of course, everybody gets an Off the Hook t-shirt, as is tradition here. We really need to see the phones light up, though. This is a recording that was just made less than a month ago at the Next Hope Conference. Not the recording you just heard, obviously. That was made a long time ago, 50 years ago. Wow. This is an example of the kind of thing that we have going on at the conference. Just one of so many talks that we had, and just about all of them were simply riveting, wouldn't you say, Mike?
Yeah, well, most of them were riveting. I was just looking through the program, and you checked off the ones that will be included in this package, and I was looking through it, and I was like, why didn't he include that one? Why didn't he include that one? And it's just because there's so many good talks. If you take 15 of them, you can't possibly, get all the good ones.
Yeah. Unfortunately, this is going to result in bitter fighting amongst us for picking out which ones are in the top. We're not trying to say these ones are better than others. We just have to at some point draw the line. And the ones that we're picking are ones that we've gotten a lot of feedback on, and we're trying to make it available to as many people as possible. So among the 15 that you will get, in addition to the phone freak talk, is the Privacy is Dead, Get Over It with Steve Rombaum, and that's 3 hours long. So that right there is worth the price of admission. You'll get Grand Theft Laszlo, how hacking is both the death and future of traditional and interactive publishing, journalism, and the media with our good friend Laszlo. You'll get the Social Engineering Extravaganza, which is always a lot of fun, where we make phone calls to various people around the country and try to get them to do things they really shouldn't do. You'll get the lock-picking talk. You'll get Robert Steele and his State of Global Intelligence. You'll get both keynote addresses, both Dan Kaminsky and the WikiLeaks keynote by Jacob Applebaum, filling in for Julian Assange. And a bunch of others. But please, you got to give us a call, 212-209-2950. We had 2 calls on the line a moment ago. As I said, we did really badly last week, and we need to do really well this week, or you'll be hearing something else next week to raise funds for the radio station. It's vital that we do this. I know it's unpleasant to have to ask for money. It's unpleasant to have to spend money. But when you think about what it's going for and what you're getting out of it, think of the history you just heard. And where else will you ever hear anything like that? Where else would the community be there to actually preserve something of that nature. Things just get lost all the time. A radio station like WBAI allows things to be preserved and to be spread around and to turn other people on to the knowledge. 212-209-2950. Nick.
It's way too hard to decide which talks. You should just get them all, and how much of a pledge is it to get them all, which you
250 gets all the talks and an off-the-hook t-shirt. I should point out that these are being sold online as well for much more than that, and they are selling for much more than that. So this is a very good deal. Not only are you pledging to the radio station, helping us out here, but you're getting an incredible amount of DVDs, and you're getting them at a cut rate, much less than what they're usually offered for. It's a win-win on so many levels. And the only way we don't win is if you don't call, and we slink out of here with our tail between our legs again like we did last week. 212-209-2950. I know there are people out there because people are constantly talking to me about the conference, how amazing it was, and how they wanted to see more talks and how they want to get the DVDs. Well, this is your chance. We're donating DVDs to the radio station. This is your chance to help the radio station out, keep off the hook on the air, and get a whole lot of DVDs as well. Voltaire.
If you get the 100-plus pack of DVDs, it sounds like a lot of money, but when you think about it, you could divide it up into as many friends as you have and give them each an equal share of DVDs.
That's right. And these are not
holiday gifts.
These are not DRM'd in any way. You can copy them to your computer and basically use them wherever you feel fit, wherever you feel is needed. 212-209-2950. I know there are people out there. Let's see those phone lines light up. Dot Red.
I just want to echo what Nick Farr said. You know, if you want, you know, 15 is not, you know, will not give you the whole glory of the conference, and if you can throw it, you'll be saving yourself a lot of money in the long run. But if you can't, 15 is fantastic. And I just want to say,
right,
but that the last talk we just heard, I don't know about you guys, but that's fascinating. I actually, that reminds me of stories from my grandmother, who actually she was one of those operators.
Oh,
and you say, oh, so this makes sense. But this was strange for me because I didn't know about this till years after getting into the whole hacking freaking world. Uh-huh. And then to hear these stories, then to listen to recordings like this, I can't help but think, what if she was unwittingly a participant in one of these games?
Wow.
You know?
Yeah, this could make somebody very angry if they heard it today and realized they were playing a part of that. Wow. Yeah, and that's just one segment of one talk of the 15 you'll get, or the 30 you'll get, or the 100 you'll get, depending on how much you pledge. 212-209-2950, Mike.
Well, I mean, let's be blunt here. This is the premium that you've been waiting for. If you were thinking of pledging sometime this fund drive, you didn't pledge last week because you didn't like what we were offering for whatever strange reason, this is what you've been waiting for. Give us a call, 212-209-2950. You will get so much content. 15 hours, 30 hours, like weeks at a time if you get the whole package, of interesting talks. I really don't really understand why people aren't more people aren't pledging, but
we do have one call on the line, so that's good to know.
We need five.
And you're right. You know, this is the premium people have been waiting for. Last week, apparently they didn't like, I really thought the bags of fertilizer would go over well, but apparently there isn't much demand for that these days. And we got the message loud and clear. So now we have something new, something really new. This has never been offered before. And it's never been offered at this low price, and you're helping out the radio station. It's a no-brainer. I mean, that means that there's no reason not to, that I can think of. Use your credit card, divide the payments up however you wish. The important thing is to keep this place alive. 212-209-2950. Rob T. Firefly.
And it is worth knowing, as always, that this is the only thing that keeps the station afloat. The station has been on the air for decades, for generations, in fact, and this is the only thing that's kept it on. We don't have bake sales. We don't, you know, we don't sell anything. We don't have any income except what generous listeners like yourself.
Actually, I think we do have bake sales, but they don't really. We have things out in the lobby, but I don't know if we make any money off that. We just invite people.
We're supposed
people
to pay for those? I might be in a lot of trouble.
We
right
invite
now
people, and they have pie and cake and things like that. Bernie, I know you have something to throw into this.
I was just noting that the audio clip you played from recorded by some phone freaks back in 1960 was recorded about the time this radio station started, WBAI. Isn't that right?
I believe, yeah, the radio station began in 1960, so we're 50 years old this year, so yeah, right around that time.
Wow, so I just see a lot of synergism here, that there's very few any radio station, especially in New York, that are going to play an extended audio clip of some phone freak experimenting with a telephone system back in 1960, which really is probably of interest to most of our listeners, and that was recorded about the same time this radio station started. This radio station has a history of broadcasting stuff that no other radio station is going to broadcast. You know, it's gone all the way to the Supreme Court, challenging its right to exercise its First Amendment rights to broadcast material that other radio stations won't touch. And that's why listeners to this station right now really ought to pledge to support this type of radio station.
We have four calls on the line right now. Bernie, I know you can work your magic and double that, so get those calls coming in.
Well, I was just saying that our listeners obviously are listening right now know that WBAI is the only kind of radio station they can hear this kind of material on. And we're very lucky to have a program on this radio station that no other radio station is going to air this program. So please, listeners, call 212-209-2950.
Five calls.
No matter how much you pledge, it's really important to support this station. And this is a great gift that we're giving you for pledging support for this station. You can't buy these DVDs for anywhere near this price. This is a tremendous value. Even if you were at the Hope Conference, there's no way on earth you could have possibly heard all these talks. Nick and you and myself and all the other volunteers that made make Hope happen, and hundreds of volunteers, were just simply too busy to take in all these talks. And if you were just not a volunteer, because we had two or three talks going on at once, it's impossible to get all this information, which is really many, many hours of planning scores of hours of planning went into each talk.
Absolutely.
So you're getting distilled knowledge. 212-209-2950.
Join the people on the line now. Again, the pledge levels for $75, you'll get 15 DVDs from the Next Hope, 15 different talks, at least 1 hour in length each. For $125, you'll get 30 talks, and for $250, you'll get all the talks, which is 100 or so. And everybody gets an off-the-hook T-shirt in the size of your choice. Join the six calls on the line now, 212-209-2950. Remember, we take Visa, MasterCard, American Express, all of that. And where else can you get something like this, as Bernie said? Okay, we have another excerpt we're going to play in just a moment. But first, I want to stop in and visit with our friends over in the Netherlands who are broadcasting now on Binary Voice Radio. Guys, are you there via Skype?
Yep. Yeah, we sure are.
Oh, you want to introduce yourselves? That sounds like Kyle there.
Yeah, this is Kyle.
Well, welcome back to Off the Hook. You're over there at the camp right now. How are things looking?
Oh, things are really great. Things are the camp is in full swing. There's been talks. There's been a lot of a little bit of barbecuing, some really good weather. We've got a wonderful lounge going. There's a retro tent full of old school gaming consoles. There's hardware hacking. We have a hackerspace village.
And there's a radio really station.
Good. Yeah, Binary Voice. It's this incredible streaming radio station. And we've been going pretty steady through the night hours with different kinds of content and a lot of really great music. And it's put together really well. People are having a lot of fun with it all. And it's quite an amazing experience to see everything sort of functioning, and people have relaxed. I was here a little bit earlier for the build-up and putting things together. And now everything is working to the best of what I can see. I think it's great. And
Who else is there with you in the studio right now? Breno, I believe, is there?
Yeah, I'm Breno de Winter. Good evening.
How you doing?
I'm doing excellent.
How many other people are there right now?
And next to me is Koen Martens.
Hi, Emmanuel. This is Koen. Nice to be on the show again.
Hi, how are you? Yes, you've been on before.
And then opposite of me is Jan Klopper.
Yeah, hi, I'm Jan. I'm the
conference organizer.
Oh, yeah, conference organizer, or prime suspect, as they call it in Holland.
Prime suspect. Well, that's awesome. Well, congratulations on putting this all together. You have go ahead.
Psychic, then there's still Psychic, who is running the technique here, and he did a marvelous job.
Good evening, New York.
Yeah, it's great to hear from Holland, especially live like this. We were listening to your newscast earlier in the program. Now, this conference that you're running right now is it's not as big as HAR. HAR was a few thousand, and this is a couple of hundred. What are some of the main differences you encounter when you have a hacker camp that's smaller than this?
I'd say less stress. There's less people, less volunteers, less power, less everything, and that kind of helps get it together for me because I'm kind of new at this, and I did help at HAR, but it's I can manage this. I couldn't manage HAR, I think. So,
well, it's good. It's good training.
Exactly new. Well, I've been doing this since 2008 now, so this is the third year, including helping you at HAR.
Right, oh, and I assume you guys will be at the German camp, the big German camp next year as well.
You mean like Camp Holland with the Germans next to it? Or?
The CCC camp.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
I mean, we'll allow the Germans there as well.
Yeah, we're gearing up for a nice event in Germany where they are allowed as well.
Great, that sounds awesome. Now, let me ask you, you're in your radio studio right now?
Yes, we are.
Yes.
So then who's broadcasting the radio station now?
Well, Psychic's doing the technique, and then, I've been setting up a lot of things, and then there are so many volunteers who love to do an hour, and we start in the morning with bringing news, like the real news that's happening in the Netherlands as well, things that are happening on the camp. We do hacker interviews, then we've got an hour on digital rights. Today, for instance, on the FOIA, that was part of the news as well. Tomorrow, we've got a journalist that is being prosecuted. And then there are a lot of music shows and other shows. So it's really hanging out there, having a good time, and do what we think is best. I'm a journalist, and I love to bring news.
That's great. Now, what would happen if I brought up the audio for the radio station right now? What would I hear?
You would hear yourself because you're on our radio station.
I have to try this. Hang on.
You would hear yourself because you're on our radio station as well. I mean, it's not.
I have to try this. I have to try this. Hang on.
There will be a lot of lag.
This is going to be funny.
You would hear yourself because you're on our radio station as well. I mean, it's
I have to try this. I have to try this. Hang on.
Okay. There will be a lot of lag.
This is going to be funny.
You would hear yourself because you're on our radio station as well. I mean,
I have to try this.
Okay. All right. Wow. That's really cool. That's a great way to waste an hour. well, guys, any final words? Because we have a fundraising show we got to get back to here. It's great talking to you. I wish I was there. I wish we could all share these fun times, but we will in the future. But last words from you guys?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's for the people. Tomorrow, hackerspaces.org is organizing their weekly radio show, and they are starting off tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Dutch local time. So subtract 6 hours, and you've got U.S. time.
Okay, and how can people listen to your radio station? What's the best way to get to it?
The easiest way is to go
I'll help you out here, Brenno. It's signal.hackerspaces.org. The information is on there where the stream is, and people can just tune in.
Signal.hackerspaces.org.
That's for the show tomorrow from Hackerspace Radio. Our radio station can be contacted using binaryvoice.org.
Okay, guys, from ETH Zero, live in Holland, where it's about 1:30 in the morning. Great talking to you. Look forward to seeing you again in the future.
Yeah, and we're signing off from Wieringerwerf.
Be free.
Okay.
See you at Camp Holland next year.
And maybe CCC this year. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We're signing off from Wieringerwerf.
Okay, now they are signing off again on the
see
computer.
See you at Camp Holland next year.
How many times are we going to hear this?
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow, that was fun, wasn't it?
It's like putting two mirrors against each other, and then
it really is.
But with audio.
But you know what happened while we were talking to all our calls went away. Well, I guess they finished pledging, but the new calls have to come in now. And what I'd like to do to get those new calls to come in is do another excerpt from the Next Hope. Now, this one is a bit more of a contentious talk. I think you know the one I'm going to play an excerpt from. This is the whole WikiLeaks controversy. The front lines of it all. We had on this panel myself, Bernie S., Kevin Mitnick, Fiber Optic, and informant Adrian Lamo, the guy who turned in Bradley Manning, the alleged leaker to WikiLeaks. And it was an interesting scenario, having a crowded room full of people and somebody who could be defined as the most hated person in the hacker world at the moment. So what we did was we did some intros. We brought Adrian out. We made sure the crowd was going to behave themselves. And for the most part, 99.9% of them did. So there were some people shouted out and things like that. But it was a model to contentious subject matter. And what I'd like to do is play an excerpt of that. This is one of the talks you will get for a pledge to 212-209-2950. You can hear the bitter debate here, but it's nothing like seeing it. Nothing like seeing it on video. 212-209-2950. A pledge of $75 gets you this and 14 other videos. A pledge of $125 gets you this plus 29 others, and a pledge of $250 gets you all the videos, 100 or so, and everybody gets the off-the-hook t-shirt. 212-209-2950. Let's listen in on the informants panel.
Okay, you'll have your say. We'll take some questions.
I'll be open for a Q&A, think the Q&A is probably the most important thing, because you guys know better than I do what you want to know.
We'll be handing out darts and bows and arrows, so don't worry.
Also, if anybody thought to bring pitchforks and maybe some torches, that would be cool, too.
If people want to ask questions, they can line up behind the second microphone there. The second microphone. And leave your weapons behind. But let Adrian finish first.
As I was stating, State Department operations throughout the world involve both American intelligence activities and the activities of American tourists and travelers abroad. If you assume the most innocent possible scenario, that it would do nothing but make the U.S. look bad in countries abroad, that would still leave people sitting high and dry if they needed consular assistance, if they were arrested abroad by a country that suddenly decided that they weren't too friendly with the U.S. anymore. If you assume the worst possible scenario, that it actually does expose to the identities of people involved in intelligence operations, or even have the appearance of being involved in intelligence operations by being employees of consulates, missions, and embassies abroad, then you have the very real possibility that lives will be lost.
Adrian, can I ask you a question? If it had just been the video, just the video that had been released a few months ago, and not the 260,000 classified documents, what would you have done then?
Absolutely not. And I'm not going to win any friends in the federal government by saying this. But
You wouldn't have turned him in, you're saying?
Say again?
You wouldn't have turned him in based on just the video.
When I knew about the video, I did not contact anybody regarding his activities. I didn't think that there was anything to be gained by it. When it was the documents, I thought that there was a possibility that they could be recovered, or at the very least, that there could be a reduced probability that they would be released if the government had the opportunity to take prompt action. And I know that this isn't a crowd that's always friendly towards the government. Hell, I haven't always been friendly towards the government. To this day, I'm not friendly towards all arms of the government. Thank you. I explicitly requested that no FBI agents that were involved in investigating hackers, that nobody that was involved in anything except for investigating computer crimes involving classified national security systems, be involved in the investigation. That was those were my terms. That was the only way that I was going to sit down with any investigators and talk to them. And they're like, "That's it?" Well, sure. And it was a surprisingly pleasant undertaking in the sense that I was never coached when I didn't remember something from the logs. Nobody said, "Well, are you sure it couldn't have been this way? Are you sure it couldn't have been that way?" They simply said, "Okay, we're going to redact that from the affidavit then." I think that the government behaved themselves better than a lot of people would give them credit for. To set the record clear, I'm not an informant. I'm a witness in a criminal case. It's not that different in my eyes from being a witness in any other case that could involve potential loss of life. Well,
Adrian, it's been a pleasant experience for you, working with the government on this, I guess. But Bradley Manning, the alleged leaker, is currently sitting in prison in Kuwait, I believe, and he could be locked up for the rest of his life. How do you feel about that?
I think that it's a little bit ludicrous to say that Bradley Manning is going to be tortured. We don't do that to our citizens.
That's still open to debate. Let's put it that way.
And it depends on your definition of torture.
But let him answer the question.
But
how do you feel about whatever state you think he's in right now, because of your actions?
He's not far from where he was to begin with when he signed up for an all-volunteer army, signed the forms indicating that he would handle classified material appropriately. He took, even if you're just talking about the video, the colloquially called collateral murder video, he took it from a JAG, the Judge Advocate General's office, officer's computer. That indicates that they were investigating it most likely at that time, and he could have compromised that investigation. So if there was a war criminal involved here, they could walk free because evidence was compromised as a result of Mr. Manning's actions.
I'm not sure what people are applauding for. Are there war criminals walking free, or I don't know. All right,
Adrian.
Okay, listen, no shouting out. If you want to ask a question, step up to the microphone. Since no one's at the microphone now, people on the panel, ask Adrian whatever you want.
I'd like to interject for a second. There's one thing that I'm not really understanding that I'm dying to know, and I'm sure many people in the audience are dying to know, is why you're a witness. A person that, in my estimation, is of no particular import to this case whatsoever. Why did this soldier approach you with this information? That's what I'm not understanding.
I think only Mr. Manning can really answer that question. I don't know what was going through his mind necessarily. He indicated that, well, I'm going to backtrack a little bit.
Didn't he contact you because you were in Wired magazine and he saw you and thought that you'd be a friend to him?
He indicated that he had seen my name in a search on Twitter for WikiLeaks. And the reason for that is that I have been a longtime supporter of WikiLeaks and am to this day. I believe that the mission is important. I think that they should continue to go forward, and I think that they should focus on oppressive regimes throughout the world that... Is anyone in this room being oppressed right now?
Well, not by us, I hope. All right. We have some audience questions. Let's start with the first one. Then please, no speeches. Make it short, succinct. Let's try not to shout anybody down. Let's hear what we have to say. Go ahead.
I appreciate your willingness to stand up in front and talk to us, but the stuff that I'm hearing you say, and I'm talking to Adrian here in case that wasn't clear, the stuff that I'm hearing you say has a lot of American exceptionalism in it. Like, you seem to think that American lives are worth more than the lives that, for example, were being taken in the collateral murder video. I want to know how you justify that.
Actually, I haven't said that at all. What I've said is that there may have been war criminals involved, those being the helicopter pilots. I wasn't there, I can't say for sure, but that there was apparently an investigation going on based on the fact that the video was found in the computer of an officer of the judicial branch of the military, and that investigation may have been compromised. So if anything, I'm saying that there were Americans involved who may have been involved in misconduct based on looking at the video. I would encourage people throughout the audience to look at it in its full unedited form, but nevertheless, even in its unedited form, it does appear somewhat damning.
You're not answering my question about why you think that the potential American lives, say, tourists in other countries who might have, you know, might feel worse or might be more scared because people think Americans are jerks because our actual activities are being exposed.
All right, we're not listening to you.
You're not. My question is why you thought those were privileged above the lives that we are taking every day in Iraq and Afghanistan. Why are you willing to privilege those the lives of?
Because those are the lives that I had the opportunity to try to affect positively. I'm not holding a machine gun. I'm not sitting in Afghanistan. I'm not shooting at people that are in their own hearts and minds trying to follow their own conscience, be it a misguided or be it a correct action. I don't have standing to say. There's a very good quote that a friend of mine, who of all things is a little league umpire, uses very often when one of his calls is questioned, and that's, well, okay, I appreciate your input, but what did you see from where I was standing? And generally speaking, the answer is not a damn thing, because they were in the bleachers.
All right, let's move on to the next question.
Okay, so I'm pretty much like stepping up as a follow-up, because I do not think that you understood what the guy before me asked. The problem is that your political viewpoint, your viewpoint on why you acted like you acted, is highly U.S.-centric. That's the point. It's not about that you want to, whatever, it's U.S.-centric. It's, I'm from Europe, I do not care shit about the U.S. government, and actually I do not care... and I don't give a shit about my government because I think that nation states are crap, okay? And we should not in any way support nation states in whatever they do in their bullshit, okay? I mean, we are a community of hackers, we are internationalists, okay? And we should work together and cooperate and not just like blame some guy because he actually really did the right thing. The right thing means, I mean, we didn't start the stupid war here. Come on, it's their shit they did, okay?
All right. Be quiet back there.
So, I might sound a little bit naive here, but I think that we should focus on an international point of view and not about what's good for the United States, okay?
Yeah. Okay, we're going to break in here. We've got a much longer excerpt, but we don't have enough time to go through it all. We want to be able to explain what it is that people are hearing here on the radio. And this is the talk, the most controversial talk I think we've ever given at the Hope Conference, where Adrian Lamo, the guy who turned in Bradley Lamming to the military
Manning.
Official Manning. I'm sorry, all these names are getting to me. Bradley Manning to the military officials for allegedly being the leaker to WikiLeaks. Of the collateral murder video, among other items, he was there in front of an angry crowd, but he did have his supporters too. I don't know if you were able to hear that, but there were people who were actually applauding some of the things he said. So I think that just goes to show this is a highly contentious issue, and here we are right smack in the middle of it. It's front page news everywhere around the world, and we had scheduled our keynote address to be given by the head of WikiLeaks. Unfortunately, he wasn't able to make it to the country because it was not safe for him to travel here, and it still is not safe for him to travel here. But Adrian Lamo did show up, and defended himself, why he did what he did, and of course took a lot of questions. We're offering that video along with 14 other videos for a pledge tonight to 212-209-2950. You can find out what our friend Johannes really said behind all those beeps that we had to insert there. That was Johannes from Austria who had the last question there. But there are so many others. There's the entire presentation that Adrian gave. There's also presentations by Bernie S. and Fiber Optic and Kevin Mitnick talking about what it means to have an informant in your midst, the prevalence of informants in the hacker world, and snitches and narcs and stool pigeons and all kinds of things like that. And wow, our numbers just shut up. How about that? I hope that's not a typo. Well, that's great. That might make up for last week then. But our switchboard is empty right now. You just heard one of the most riveting talks I think that we've ever had at a Hope conference. It's yours for a pledge of $75 along with 14 others, which is simply incredible. And they're all really good. 212-209-2950. And in addition to that, you get the Off the Hook t-shirt. Now, if you want 30 of the talks, 30 DVDs, actually a little bit more than 30 DVDs, it's $125, 212-209-2950, and you get the Off the Hook t-shirt. And if you want everything, if you want the entire Hope experience, 100 plus DVDs, 212-209-2950, pledge $250, and you'll get that plus the Off the Hook t-shirt. What do you guys think of what you just heard? Anybody want
to,
Mike?
Well, I just wanted to remind our listeners that we got 10 minutes left, and I see no reason why we shouldn't get 10 pledges in that time. 212-209-2950. There's our first one right there.
There's one. Okay, Mike got one. Now, who wants to get the second one? Come on. All right, Nick, go ahead.
Well, let's not forget that in addition to getting all of the talks for Hope for roughly $2 a talk, you're supporting this program, which has been around for how many years now?
Well, we first started in 1988 as a special, and we've been around pretty consistently since the early 90s.
And without your support, will we be around next week?
Well, you know, that's the thing. If we did badly tonight, we could get preempted with one of those programs that has been proven to raise money. And what we're trying to do here in our particular time slot, and I know there's all kinds of people walk up to me and say, I can't believe I just heard on the radio station. I can't believe what they're offering as premiums. Okay, but during this hour, how do you feel about what we offered? And is it worth supporting that? And if a lot of people support what we offer and you think that's a good thing, does that not send a message? It sends a pretty good message, I think, that quality premiums, quality programs are things that are valued. So if you believe that either of those hold true here, that we're offering quality premiums, that we have a quality program in Off the Hook, give us a call now, 212-209-2950. Your call is a vote for that kind of thing, a vote against something else maybe replacing us next week or in the future. 212-209-2950. We have all kinds of Hope DVDs tonight, and we want to hear from you. We want to know that you're out there. Voltaire, go ahead.
No?
Okay. Change your mind. Dot Red.
I think what you said, though, really highlights why people should actually pledge. You know, you're getting so emotional about something you hear. If you listen to a lot of the other stations on the air, just, you know, fly around the dial, most of what you're hearing, any of the opinions you hear or even the music you hear, is the exact same thing over and over again.
Two calls.
The fact that you know, listening to WBAI, you get to hear things that you won't otherwise get to hear. And a lot of times it might be contentious issues like the panel you just heard.
Yeah, and that's sort of what the hacker world stands for, is open debate and addressing issues head on and not pretending that something doesn't exist when it clearly does. We were in a situation at the Next Hope where we had all these elements coming together, and we decided to throw it all into the mix and see what happened, have the discussion right there in front of everybody. And a lot of minds were not changed, but at least we had some open dialogue, and I think that's always a good thing. Nick?
There's an off-the-hook listener out there who has never pledged to WBAI.
Yes.
I know you're out there.
I know who that is.
And I know your conscience is now weighing down upon you. If you've never pledged before, now is the time. And when are you ever going to get such a ridiculously great deal on the Hope DVDs and have a clean conscience knowing that you've done your part to not only keep Off the Hook on the air, but to keep WBAI on the air.
We're up to $1,900. That's really, really good. Much, much better than last week, that's for sure. But let's get it over the 2,000 mark, and you can help us do that by calling 212-209-2950, getting the DVD you just heard, the Adrian Lamo and the Informants panel, and the WikiLeaks. You'll get the WikiLeaks keynote address. You'll get the Dan Kaminsky keynote address. You'll get Social Engineering and the Phone Freak panel. You'll get the food hacking talk. What else we got here? We've got Privacy is Dead, Get Over It with Steve Rambam. You'll get Own Your Phone. You'll get the lockpicking talk, all sorts of things like that. That's for a pledge of $75. You'll get 15 DVDs. For a pledge of $125, you'll get 30. For a pledge of $250, you'll get them all, which is over 100. Bernie, I know you have something to say.
Yeah, well, I wanted to also thank you for putting that panel together for 90 minutes of really stimulating debate about really current affairs going on that affects all of us. And I wanted to say that every one of these talks that was given in Hope is expands on some topic that we probably touched on here on Off the Hook. We only have 60 minutes and only about 5 minutes to go for this show, so I just want to remind listeners to call 212-209-2950. But we can't spend a whole hour talking about one topic on this show. There's just not enough time. But here you have an opportunity to get DVDs from the Hope Conference that really distill a whole topic down into 1 hour of really interesting information. You're not going to be able to get anywhere else. There's 3 different levels. You can get different DVDs. But the main thing is to support this station, which is the only venue that's going to broadcast this kind of information. Please call 212-209-2950. We only have a few minutes to go.
And we have 3 calls on the line. So thank you, Bernie, for bringing in an additional call there. Now, Mike, I believe you said you wanted 10 calls. And I think if we count the ones that have already been processed, we've gone through about 5 so far. So we're halfway there.
Time allotted, so we're on pace.
Well, we're on pace. We only have 5 minutes left, and time is, of course, our biggest enemy. I wanted to play more of the Adrian Lamo Informants panel. I wanted to play more excerpts from different panels, and of course, in the panel itself, we could have had this panel for 6 hours, but it was only 90 minutes. But we do the best we can. Help us out by giving us a call in the time that we have left, 212-209-2950. We have a small number of people to thank because they're so overloaded down there.
Ken Gale, who's dealing with the premiums this week, walked in with a big pile of papers, and he said, all these people want to remain anonymous. And then he handed me 3 names that I can read on the air.
He always does that. Yeah. He brings in the anonymous ones and tells us not to read the names. I guess we can just wave the paper in the air or something.
Well, I sent them away, so we didn't read them by accident. Right. But we do want to thank Robert, who's from Bloomfield, New Jersey, Jesse, who's from Astoria, and a special thanks to William and the 2600 group in Omaha.
All right, and thanks to all those people who are still down the hall. Your paperwork hasn't made it down here yet and probably won't before we're off the air tonight. But our number is 212-209-2950. We have 3 calls on the line right now. Let's make that 5 in the time that we have left, which is not much time at all. Once again, $75 pledge gets you 15 DVDs from the recently concluded Next Hope Conference, including the Informants panel and the Phone Freak panel, the keynotes, and social engineering, various other things. A pledge of $125 gets you 30 DVDs, 30 hour-long DVDs, and a pledge of $250 gets you over 100 DVDs from the Next Hope. 212-209-2950. All pledges 35 and above get the Off the Hook t-shirt in the size of your choice. Nick?
For those people who are listening after the live broadcast, can they pledge afterwards? Can they call the same number and...
They can pledge afterwards, but they can't get this premium afterwards. Unless it's within 5 minutes of our show ending. We can only offer this during this period. That's one of the sad facts of offering something this good.
And that's a very big point to make, is that, you know, after in 5 minutes, you may not be able to get this. You may not hear this premium again next week.
Yeah, you have to
and
strike while the iron is hot.
And if you're one of the people that Nick talked about who's listened to the show for years and never called in, these last 5 minutes might be your last chance to get these talks for so discounted.
Yeah, it's an incredibly good price. Okay, we've crossed over the 2,000 mark. We want to thank those people. We have 4 calls on the line. There's still time for you to take advantage of this incredible deal. 212-209-2950. Nick, I know I wanted to very quickly have you mention this crazy project you're involved in, but you have to do it in like 30 seconds. Can you do
that? That's fine. I'm going to be traveling across the country, dropping off cases of Club Mate, and for more information on that, you can go to hackersonaplane.info, and if we get your pledge in the next minute, I'll delivered. Okay, don't, I won't. Don't. I'm yeah, sorry.
I was going to. There's no way that can work out for you. But but what's but the address again? Is hackersonaplane.info. .info. Okay, and it's actually a Club Mate throughout the entire country. All right. And a bit of sad news to close on. Our good friend Ted Stevens was, as you heard, killed in a plane crash. He was the guy who called the internet a truck or whatever. And we want to go out with this, even though we've already played this piece this year. All right, we'll see you next week. 212-209-2950, oth@2600.com. Good night.
Something that you just dump something on. The internet is not a big truck. The internet. Streaming stuff under the internet. Why? Tubes. The internet is tubes. Connections, consumers, massive commercial purposes. Big truck, long distance. It's tubes. Handle the tubes. Enormous series of tubes. Your own personal internet. The World Wide Web. The internet is tubes. Tubes. Tubes in the field. And if they're filled, the internet is going to be delayed. A series of tubes. The internet is not a big truck. The internet is not something that you just dump something on. I want to make sure people understand my position. These people are asking for regulation, okay? I just the other day got internet was sent by my staff at 10 o'clock in the morning on Friday. I got it yesterday. See, we want to talk about the consumer. Let's talk about you,
Mr.
and
Chairman.
Me.
Al,
yes, sir.
I'm sorry. I thought you were finished. I'm sorry.
No, I'm not finished. These people are massively invading this world of the internet. Why? Tubes. The internet is tubes. Providers. Consumers. Movies delivered to your house. Trucks.
And welcome to the Personal Computer Show. This is Joe King, and we're about to start. Hank Key is with me here in the studio, and on the West Coast we have, pretty soon, David Perry will be joining us. As you know, we're in the midst of a membership drive here at WBAI, and if you believe, as I do, that this is a worthwhile venture, having community radio, non-commercial radio, then please, please call in and support us. We've put together a number of premiums for you to try and bribe you into supporting the WBAI station, and we'll be going into those in just a few minutes. Before that, though, Hank does have a few things that we can talk about.
Yes, and it's really with a sad note that a friend of ours, Stan Veit, he passed away July 29th at the Parish Medical Center in Titusville, Florida. I met him in 1975, and it was in the summer of 1975. I had just built my first computer. I went to the Computer Mart of New York, and he was telling me that, you know, there's a computer club I should join. I says, well, what is it? And he says, well, I just started this club a couple months ago, and he, along with a couple other people, started the New York Amateur Computer Club. And he was also an editor at Ziff Davis when there was a change in management in PC Magazine. He was the interim editor. And he was also the founding editor of Computer Shopper. And he passed away at the age of 91. So he lived a fruitful life, and we'll miss him, though. But Stan Veit, well, God rest his soul. Is David on the phone?
No, David's not with us yet. We're trying to reach him, okay. And we'll get him any minute now.
All right. The other thing I want to bring up is a Microsoft response. Now, back in April of this year, Marcus...
Well, wait a minute, Hank. We were talking on the show about a product that Microsoft had called Fixit.
Yes, Fixit Center, okay? And what happened was that Marcus said... You know, I tried that. I tried out the program that you were talking about, and I have problems with it. And I says, well, what kind of problems you have with it? He says, it's not a secure product. And I'll exactly tell you what he said, okay? Marcus, I hope he's listening, because he said he had just turned on he says, and he was somewhat a little miffed because he says, I turned on a show and it seems like we were pushing a product that was insecure. Well, first of all, we don't push any products. We do reviews on it. And he lives in Manhattan. I hope he's listening. If he is, I hope he will get in touch with us. Because I said to him that his concerns sounds real, and I would get in touch with Microsoft, and Microsoft did respond to me. Marcus was complaining that he ran some online diagnostic, and I don't know what kind of diagnostic he was using, but he was using some special tools, which tries to identify system performance problems and to provide fixes if possible. Now, with the Fix-It Center, a small client program is initially installed into the operating system, which communicates with the online Fix-It Center from Microsoft. And Marcus says a protocol of communication is SMM, or System Management Mode. Now, that sounds a lot of techie for a lot of people, but SMM is a CPU hardware function that permits the program to operate outside of the operating system. An example is like you want to change the speed of the motherboard fan, you know, things like that. Well, in 2008 at a Black Hat conference, a paper was presented as how it's possible for rootkit to hide itself in system management mode. And in order to do this, the rootkit has to be in the operating system and hardware specific, but the possibility does exist. Well, Microsoft responds to saying, this is not the case. The Fix-It Center does not operate in SMM mode. And they would like to get in touch whoever talked about it, and they would be happy to talk to him and review with him exactly how they do it. And they categorically say it is not a security issue at all. And so we've done our part in contacting Microsoft, and Microsoft says it's not a security issue. We have a new listener that at that time back in April says we have a security issue. If he's still listening, get in touch with us or anyone who is familiar with the Fix-It Center and may have some issues with the protocol being SMM, let us know and we'll put you in touch with Microsoft. Joe, I hope that Marcus is listening.
I do indeed. We do have Marcus's email address, don't we, Hank?
No.
We don't.
Nope, he just called up saying, blah, 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 what the heck are you guys talking about? You know?
Marcus, if you're listening, contact us at pcradio@pcradioshow.org, and I'll see that Hank gets back to you or I get back to you, and we'll talk about that.
Well, you know, we're doing fundraising, and one of the things that Tony Ryan, who's our engineer tonight, keeps telling us is, you tell people it's fundraising, but the most important information that we don't give out is, what's the phone number?
The phone number here at the WBAI is, for the fundraising drive, not for any other purpose, is 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. And there's a whole bunch of people in there who are willing to help you with your premiums and your pledges. Tony?
I just want to clean that up. First of all, when I make that statement, it's because it seems as though that the listeners who want to pledge wait until 2 minutes before you get off the air to flood the pledge lines. And so I try to get you guys to at least try to push it towards, well, make it a little bit earlier. Maybe you should end the show, because what's happening is that they're listening to your show. They love the content and they seem to not want to miss anything. So when you end the show, that's when they call. So that's what I'm trying to push.
And quite often, if the phone number is not staring at them, sometimes there's a mind lock and you just forget what the number is. So right. I just want to tell you, the number is 212-209-2950. And what we're going to do is we're going to change our format a little bit tonight. We're going to be talking about some of our premiums, and we'll be talking about what's new and interesting in computing, and we're going to be interspersing it and weaving the two items together. So let's first start off by telling you, what premiums do we have available? Well, we have our famous, and I use the word famous, is the password bypass disk. It was something that we really were reluctant to make available, but everyone seems to like it. And when last week we didn't make it available, someone said, where is it? Well, the password bypass disk which basically says if you have an operating system and you've forgotten the password, and what happens to us, okay, what do we do? Well, the password bypass disk will allow you to boot up off a CD, and you make up a new password for to get into the system. And the requested premium is $55.
You know, Hank, last year I was with a friend of mine who could not get into his computer. He called me up and said, could I come over and help him? I said, sure, saying to myself, how dumb can a person be? Can't even get into his own computer. And I got over there and I said, well, what's your password? And he gave it to me, and I booted up the computer and put in his password, and he was right. I couldn't get into his computer. I said, well, you must have forgotten, but you were doing it in upper or lower case. And I tried every possible combination. I called up Hank, and he said, well, that's why we have a thing called the bypass. I said, gee, I didn't even think of that. And I opened up, you know, I keep one of those little things with sleeves in it. You put your CDs in. Actually, it was meant for music, but I keep it for the. And I opened it up, and I found Hank's bypass CD, and I put it in and booted up. And I went to put in a new password, and it wouldn't let me. I thought that was very peculiar. Called up Hank, and he said, did you try just eliminating the password? I said, no. So I eliminated the password, and that worked perfectly. And then I could use the operating system and go in and put in a new password, which now worked fine.
What do you mean eliminate the password?
Well, what happened was that his kids, I mean, the whole story was his kids was playing around with the machine, and they hit some control
they
characters.
Swore they didn't.
Yeah, yeah, sure. Go ahead. In other words, if you have some hidden characters, okay, and if you're keying a new one in, depending on the structure of it, you may not be necessarily overlaying all the characters. So by just killing it, then whatever
it is. Killing it as in well, erasing, the, erasing it
no,
from...
No, and with this disk, one of the options is no password. So I checked that option.
Okay, that's what I needed.
Yeah. I checked that option. Right. And I don't know why. Hank might be right. Or what might have happened, because I've had a lot of trouble with electricity these days. I'm not sure.
Everyone is having problems.
I don't know that Ben Franklin really knew what he was doing. I'm not sure about that.
The guy's name is Ed, and you know why it's a problem. His first name is Khan.
You know, Hank, seriously.
It is a real, by the way.
Hank, keep your day job, yeah, would you please?
By the way, we do have a serious problem with the heat problem. I mean, one of the volunteers in tally room was, in fact, he was talking to me, and I says, you got a problem. The lights keeps dimming, goes bright, normal, and dim. And he had problems on his computer, and he says, how do I fix it? I explained to him how it could be fixed, but you got a bigger problem than that. You got to fix your source of power. If you don't fix your source of power, it's going to keep coming up.
Well, that's part of it. The week before last, I had a sudden and a very exceptional voluntary blackout in my building. They pulled the master bus down in the basement, and normally that would just give you a blackout, and you wouldn't have you might lose the document you were writing at that point. You might even get a flaw at that point in your hard disk. But that's not what happened to me. I lost my hard disk completely. And I didn't really understand why, but I put in a new hard disk and I redid it and I lost some data. But then this week, just the other day, they called me and said they apologized. They knew what happened to me. I sort of let my feelings be known vocally, being the building management. Yeah. And they called me the night before and said they're going to be shutting off the power at 10 a.m. the following morning. So at 9 a.m. the following morning, I went around and turned off everything that I could think of to turn off, unplugged, turned off, except I didn't do it to my shredder. Now, the shredder, when it gets an on and off power.
It's a high surge.
It gets a surge. It goes zoom, zoom. And sure enough, at 10 o'clock, the shredder went zoom, zoom. And then 2 seconds later, it went zoom, zoom. And it did this 5-10 times. I went downstairs to speak to the super, and I told him what happened. He said, well, yeah, what the electricians were doing is they were testing the main panel. So they turned it on and off and on and off and on and off, and that's why it blew my hard disk the week before. So you guys, all I can say is it happened to me. Hank said to me, of course you have no problem because you were totally backed up. And I said, if you weren't on the phone, I would probably kick you someplace. It was very sensitive. But as it is, all I could do was hang up the phone.
212-209-2950. Another premium that we have is the Joe said to me, why don't you make it available? And that's YLMF now. I've been talking about YLMF. What it really is Ubuntu 10.04. That's the latest.
Wait a minute. It's Ubuntu 10.04, but with a graphical user interface that's very, very familiar to anybody who's ever run Windows XP.
Yeah. Like, you know, our webmaster, one of the things that he would always tell people is that if you cannot boot up off your hard drive, what do you do? Well, short of, reinstalling the operating system, wiping out all the material, and if you have not done your backup, which, let's be honest, okay? Not everyone does a religious backup. So how do you bring up a system without killing the information on the hard drive that can't boot up? So what Michael Horowitz, our webmaster, has always suggested is load up a Linux...
A live distro.
But the problem I had with that was, how many people know how to use Linux? And so this one, what fascinated me is YLMF, and...